You know, thank you, Mr. Announcer. I cannot imagine what our next guest is feeling as he gets ready to race in his first Indianapolis 500, the Indy 500. First time that he will be on that track racing. It is an awe-inspiring track. I had the pleasure of going around that track many years ago, not driving, unfortunately, but riding, and it was awe-inspiring. It is astonishing. The banks are unbelievable. You don't see it when you're watching it, but boy, you feel it when you're in a car there. He goes there this weekend, and then he comes here for the next weekend. And the great race that we have that is just bigger and better than ever, and now back on the streets, the 2023 Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. And he was named after a car that you'll figure out as soon as I welcome Stingray Rob to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Stingray, it is an honor, a pleasure. I've been in the business on the air for 55 years. Do not remember ever meeting anyone named after the Corvette Stingray.
Well, thank you for having me on. And I still haven't met a Stingray either, so we'll see if that changes. I had someone tell me the other day that there's probably going to be a lot of babies born in the month of May named Stingray. So hopefully that's not true. Save your kids from that bad death sentence there. But it worked out well for me.
Well, it's worked out well. It's a good thing you decided to be a race car driver. You almost had no choice. Do you own a Stingray?
No, I have to cover up my Honda logo usually when I talk about my name. So I do actually own a Honda, and I drive a Honda in the NTT IndyCar Series. But I'm a big car guy, and that comes from my dad, who does own a Stingray Corvette. So he's owned that longer than I've been alive.
Of course, that is where you got the name. And what's it like knowing you're about to do something as special as be a driver, a racer in the Indy 500? I just can't imagine. First time.
It's very exciting. You know, and we had a bit of a long weekend this last weekend qualifying for the Indy 500. I got to, spend a little bit more laps on the track than anyone else, but it was for the wrong reasons. We had to compete for the last chance qualifier for the last row there, and was able to put it into position where we had to wait for others to go faster than us, and they didn't. And so it was an hour-long session that we had to wait out there and see if anyone would go faster. It was a bit nerve-wracking, not just to be on the track, but to sit there and wait to see if we were actually going to be in the Indy 500. And we are, and we're going racing this Sunday.
Is this where Graham Rahal just missed out?
That is correct.
And this is, Graham Rahal's done it before. His dad, Bobby Rahal's done it before. And yet the emotional impact that, at least with what I was reading, was devastating on Graham. That's such a big deal. And to be that close and not making the cut was really tough. So it does add to the enormity of what you've achieved.
Absolutely. Yeah, the pressure that you have in that sort of situation is beyond compare, I think, to anything else. Because this is not only the biggest race for us as IndyCar drivers, this is the biggest race in the world, I think. One of the largest spectator events in the world for sporting. And it's so cool to see the sort of culture and the build-up and the anticipation that is around the Indy 500. And when you're in that moment, you feel all of that. And so to be in a sort of situation where you feel like your life is on the line and kind of go out there and drive 245 or 240 miles an hour, it's challenging. And it's mentally challenging, physically challenging. So it's cool to kind of be able to be on the other side of that experience and to enjoy it now and look back and say, okay, we did it. We did a good job. We can go on to the race now.
You know, it's funny. Things flash. I'm of an age to remember certain things, and I had a sports guy who insisted that golfers and race car drivers were not really athletes, and he was so wrong. It ended up causing his demise. Our management said, "How can you go on there and say Arnold Palmer or whoever was not an athlete? What are you, crazy?" Same thing with race car drivers. Having had the experience, thanks to our car companies in town, going on the Bondurant School of Driving or the Miller Barber School. Let me tell you something. You are an athlete and a half when you're behind the wheel of a car. I've never done anything like what you're doing. Side by side with cars over 200 miles an hour, you have to concentrate and be so right every second. You bet you've got to be in shape and be an athlete, and that's what you do. By the way, that kid who lost his job, I was on a station in New York. He was my sports guy. I didn't hire or fire, but they got rid of him. He turned out okay. It's Christopher Russo, and if you pay attention to any of the any of the sports things, Chris Russo went on to do very, very well. But be that as it may, I know you're an athlete. Sean, you know he's an athlete. I don't know if you've ever wrestled a car around a track, but man, is it a lot of work. And they do it, well, they do it for 500 miles.
Oh, it is. And you know, Stingray, for a guy so young, I mean, you already have an illustrious history. For people that don't know, I mean, you're karting's only Triple Crown winner, correct?
That is correct. As far as I know and as far as I've heard, I didn't know anyone before my time, and I don't think there's any been since.
Those carts are incredible. The best drivers practice on these. What's the full name? They're carts, but it's, is there another name, or do you just call them carts?
We call them go-karts, and there's different classes in each. And so I did single-speed carts, which is where there's no shifting, and I also did shifter carts, where it's usually around...
That's what I was thinking of. Shifter carts is the name I remember them by.
Yes. Yeah. So I actually drove them both, and I was able to win championships in the single speed, and I competed in the shifter carts for less than a year before stepping up into cars. It was a good preparation tool to make that step up.
Well, there's no question that it keeps you on your feet, because those shifter carts are precise. They're fast. And from what I remember, when I was put in one, you don't wear seat belts. Have they changed that?
No. If that cart's flipping over, usually you want to bail out. So the seat belts are more of a harm than they are a help. So I've been over on my lid a couple of times there.
Over on your lid? Can you imagine that, Sean?
No, it's incredible. I mean, so much respect for these guys. And you know, Stingray, again, to reiterate, the way you did it last week in dramatic fashion. I mean, I'm sure this past week has just been a whirlwind for you.
100%. You guys nailed it right there. I feel like I'm coming up for air as of the last 2 days, finally. And then we're right back in it tomorrow. Tomorrow's carb day, and we're going to get back into the racing trim and figure out how we can get around other cars. But it has been a whirlwind.
Is your dad still with us?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is he still living?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
so
we couldn't get rid of him, even if we wanted to. So,
but imagine how excited he is for his son, that he decided to call Stingray Rob, that his son is in the Indy 500 this weekend. And then we'll have you here at the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, returning home to the downtown Detroit streets June 2nd through the 4th, 1 weekend after the Indianapolis 500. Tickets still available on sale at DetroitGP.com/tickets. DetroitGP.com/tickets. I'm going to tell you something, Stingray. You have at least two new fans that are going to be pulling for you in the Indy 500, and I would suggest thousands more who just met you on the radio.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you in Detroit.
Best of luck, Stingray.
We look forward to you doing well at the Indy 500. Safe driving, good speed, and then we'll welcome you back here into Detroit for that race, too. Lots of excitement, Sean. Lots going on.
Can't wait. This is such a great event. I remember it as a kid on the streets and kind of a throwback. Looking forward to it.
8:45 at News Talk 760 WJR.